Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
This is Auntie Chantel, and I'm with my guys. I can't wait. I've been waiting to be on with these two for a while. First of all, you know I got to introduce my boy, former All-Pro cornerback, entrepreneur. He has a fire song out right now, over 60,000-70,000 downloads already, called Playoff. A Bengals ride or die fan, but you know it because it is Bengals, and all-time great for me, Adam Pac-Man Jones. And Pac, we also got Brandon Marshall. He's going to be joining us in a minute. 13-year NFL vet, 6-time Pro Bowler, and All-Pro wide receiver without a ring, but Pac-Man, he's the worst parlay bet man in the game. Yeah, how you doing, Pac?
I'm doing good, Auntie. I've had better days. My boys came a little short this week, but it was an unbelievable game. The atmosphere, the way the Kansas City Chiefs organization fans treated us. It was no disrespect, but, you know, it was fun. I had an unbelievable time. We came a little short, and we'll talk about that. Is it
But wait a minute.
Or not.
Is it the refs or not? We're going to talk about the game. But, Pac, first of all, I got two questions for you. Let me ask them first, then you answer them. One, how many times did you hear your song Playoffs play this weekend? And two, you got to tell us a little bit about, tell the folks out there about your tailgate.
Oh, my God, Auntie, this was my first time tailgating. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody know I've been playing football my whole life. What is this, year 3 or 4 retired? Whatever it is, I can't even remember. But I haven't had a chance to go and dig in and debrief with the fans and enjoy the pregame festivities. It was unbelievable. I think I drank more drinks this weekend that I've drunk in the last 3 months. But it was fun. I'll tell
that's
you that.
Gates are.
Yeah, it was
drinking
fun.
I saw you up on stage though. You worked that stage and had them yelling who they like. You worked that stage now.
Yeah, I know how to perform, and I heard my son probably 35 times during the times I was walking through the whole crowd and going to the game.
We got that song on deck, folks.
It was static, producers. Though.
No? All right. We'll get it when we come in. There we go.
There we go. Have you ever had a 12-man playoff? Let's go. Yeah. Chase got the ball. Going crazy.
Hey.
And it looks amazing. Hit heaven on the deep ball. Game over, dog. I'm gone.
I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I'm gone.
Who the top right now? Sauce Walker? Sauce Gardner? I'm going to start off with Sauce, man. He been sauced up this year.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, if y'all ain't listening, if y'all ain't heard Pac-Man's playoff song, you better go download it on every single streaming app. And speaking of streaming and speaking of downloads, one thing you probably didn't want to do this weekend was download Brandon Marshall's Parlay Bet. Because I think for 6,700, B-Marsh, what's going on, nephew?
What's up, Auntie? That parlay definitely was got cooked. It's because, you know, part of Pac's song that we listened to. He talking about Jamar and Joe Burrow. Where the hell were they, Pac? What happened, Pac? What happened? Because if they did their thing, my parlay would have hit.
B, I don't think it was that. But if you go and look at the game, like, we didn't get outplayed. Like, they didn't outplay us. Right. The game was a very good game. It came down to a play here or a play there that could have went either way. And I don't know if he could have hit the field goal. No, we didn't get outplayed.
You know what?
Right. Hold on.
Let me get the people out there, Pac, because one, let me tell you how this is going to be a great show. There's going to be shit talking. There's going to be arguments. Pac, I know, especially in this A block, is going to be really, really passionate, and I love it. So we might as well get into it, y'all. Look, last night, Harrison Buckner strutted onto the field, kicked a 45-yard field goal through the cold, gusting wind, over the crossbar with 3 seconds left, putting the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years with a 23-20 victory over the Bengals.
Bullshit. Okay, good. Now,
Pat Mahomes threw for 326 yards, 2 touchdowns. Look, although he's missing 3 of his wide receivers, the injury by the end, Marquez Valdez-Scantling led with 116 yards, 8 and a touchdown, while Travis Kelce, bad back and all, had 7 catches for 78 yards and a score. Here's Pat Mahomes on playing with that high ankle sprain.
I definitely didn't feel good. I think the worst one was when I fumbled. I tried to pick it up, and that was probably the worst tweak that I had during the game. But like I said, they got me close as they could to 100%, and then I just battled through, and I'll have a few more weeks to get it ready.
Now, Brandon and Pat, you know, your boy Joe Burrow, who was sacked 5 times and a little wobbly by the end, did finish with 270 yards passing to go with a touchdown and 2 interceptions for the Bengals. T. Higgins had 6 catches for 83 yards and a score. Now, Burrow was sacked 3 times in the first quarter alone, and the Bengals offense didn't gain a single yard. They struggled a little bit, but Joe Burrow on Chris Jones and the Chiefs front line.
He makes it so hard on you. He's so big and strong and physical, and you know, really understands what you're trying to do to him up front. And so, you know, you got to give them credit. They had a really good rush plan, and you know, they let their big time pass rushers go to work.
Pac, I'm gonna come to you first. Your boys, what were your thoughts on the play of just not Joe Burrow, but Pat?
First of all. What, Brandon?
Let's go into it. I mean, Brandon, give me hold on.
You come on here talking about, well, he didn't have 3 receivers. Well, we didn't have a whole offensive line. But guess what? We haven't made no excuses over here. Not 0.
Well, you kind of are making an excuse. I mean, what's the excuse I'm making? It was the refs. Bengals fans, not you, Bengals fans.
Okay, this is, first of all, what I want to say. Joe got hit more times than the running back got hit in this game. That's first and foremost.
Right.
Second of all, I already said that Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. I still believe that. Number 2 is Patrick Mahomes had an unbelievable performance this week with the ankle being the way that it was. I came over here and said – before the game, if he's 60%, his ass is in trouble. Well, whatever they did, he wasn't 60%.
And yeah, he was about 85.
He was about 90.
No, he wasn't.
But he was throwing that thing. The last run of the game, tell it all, Brandon.
Boy, it's serious. That boy got
the last run.
Look at him. Look at
the
him.
Last run of the game tells it all that he was way more than 60 or 70%.
Listen, Pac, I had a high ankle. I'm sure you've had several high ankles. I've had several. Auntie, you probably had a few high ankles, especially hooping. Listen, y'all know, man, y'all have that high ankle. There's times you can wrap it up, tape it up, and you can run, right? You can run forward, but can you stop? Can you cut? And you saw what happened when he was able to get out of the pocket and throw it, going to his left, throw it to his right. He was limping the whole game, bro, and that wasn't an act. For you to say that Patrick Mahomes was at 90%,
I said 75, 80%.
That's also trying to make an excuse, bro. He was not. He was not. Well, he was dynamic with throwing the ball.
Let me tell you something. Once your ass get on the field, it don't matter what percent you are, Brandon. So all this percent shit, I don't care. He got on the field, whatever percent the hell he was, and played good. Nobody say, oh, well, you know, Joe Burrow was 100%. Pat did it when he was. No, once your ass, when you leave your problems at the door, bro. Once you walk in, you got to leave that shit at the door. So I understand what you're saying. Now, I'm saying this. Did we get outplayed?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We didn't.
Let me tell you how you got outplayed. You just said it.
It was 2020, bro. We had nine penalties.
How many times was Joe Burrow sacked? How many times was Joe Burrow sacked? How many times was he hit? Don't give me this offensive line thing when just 6 weeks ago.
In the game. In the game was.
Joe Burrow just said 6 weeks ago, he said, "Don't my offensive line is not an excuse." He said that on T.
And the game was 2020. 2020.
Y'all got outplayed, man. It was embarrassing.
Bro, listen. So if we don't get the hit out of bounds call.
Yes.
If we don't get the hit out of
late hit, that's a classic Cincinnati Bengal play
just,
now.
Bro, I'm just asking you a question.
Auntie.
I mean, it ain't the first time that's
happened. Are you surprised, Auntie?
Man, y'all need to stop this shit. Y'all need to stop this shit right here.
But let me ask you something. Let me ask you. Brandon, let me ask you something. You know, since we're talking about 100% and not 100%, talk to me about your boy Travis Kelce, because you know they put him out at wideout a couple times during the game, and I actually think that when they lined him up outside, he did more damage, right? Because they couldn't double team him. You know, how much do you think Travis Kelce, you know, played a part in this, especially since Pat Mahomes was down three wide receivers?
Yeah, they tricked him. They tricked one of the smartest defensive coordinators, the best defensive coordinator probably in football right now. They tricked him. Starting off this week, he got hurt. His back. He's a game time decision. They got him on T. He went out there. You right. They split him out, and he looked like he was damn freaking Terrell Owens at times. Peck, y'all game plan sucked, Peck.
Bro, he had seven catches.
I saw you reposting Eli Apple, that trash that Eli Apple was putting out there.
What did Eli Apple say before the game?
Hold on. He had seven catches. He had seven catches for 78 yards.
Hey, bro, them 78 yards hurt them.
No, but it was those three big plays, though. Yeah. Those moments, man, those crushers. Fourth down, touchdown. Come on, bro. Man,
that fourth and one.
But that happens. But, Auntie, that happens. I think Travis Kelce, he's a Hall of Famer. That's exactly what he's supposed to do.
Yes,
he's done it his entire career. It didn't matter, you know, who the defensive coordinator was, what defense was thrown at him. He's always going to produce. He's done that, and that's what the greats do. So I'm not surprised about that, but I am just surprised that, damn, y'all lost to Patrick Mahomes on one foot. Bro, that's embarrassing, bro.
You know who didn't have one foot? Who
Why y'all talking
feet?
About Patrick Kelce? Y'all need to be talking about number 11, like what's his name? Scotland.
Valdez Scantling.
Yeah, who is this guy? I've never heard of this damn guy.
Marquez Valdez Scantling. He can play.
Yeah, 6'1", 16". I'm like, who is he?
He can play.
No, that's the problem. That's
you the know problem him, Brandon?
You yes, you know him. Green Bay, Pat.
He was good at Green Bay.
Bro,
I would say he still haven't reached his full potential. There's a lot of talent.
Yeah, because he wasn't on my scouting report, B. I'm sorry. Like, when I looked at the scouting report, you know how they tell you all the stats. Hey, this guy right here, he's good at this. This guy came out of nowhere.
Well, he should have been on the Bengals scouting report.
That's right. That's exactly what I was about to say.
He should have been on there. But, you know, they got him the ball plenty of times, Pack. But you know who didn't get the ball? And then you can answer this. Joe Mixon, I'm hearing from my sources that he's been complaining about not getting the ball. He's been complaining in the locker room. Mm. And I also heard, and please tell me if I'm wrong, I also heard that there's been some rumblings that he's been telling people that he's actually more valuable than Burrow. What do you think? And do they move on from Mixon? Because, you know, salary cap,
although
it went up.
No, you want to go first, B? You want to go first, B?
No.
I'm asking you. Tell me about these.
Auntie, you know, Joe Bino, my boy. I love Joe. Let me say that first and foremost.
Mixon, you're talking about.
I mean, yeah, I call him Joe Bino, which is Joe Mixon. I've heard the same thing you heard. And I don't know, because I know the organization. I know how they do things. You got to look at it like this. All right. Joe Burrow got to get paid this year. And he going to demand probably what you think, Brandon? 300. What you think Joe Burrow gonna ask for? There's no way we can turn it down. I'm just saying he got to get whatever the highest quarterback is getting.
Well, what kind of guy is Joe? Do you think Joe wants to reset the market?
As an owner, you can't look at it like that, because if you look at it like that, we're fucked. Right. We gotta look at it like we're gonna reset the market with Joe. Mm. All right, because one thing we know, if we got Joe, we can attract more people that want to come play. And we might.
Well, what do you do with Mixon though? What do you do with Mixon?
I don't know. Mixon, he do a lot of money this year, and the cap just went up. I forget what the cap just went up.
224 million.
But I still don't think it's enough there. P-Ron played good this year. Oh no, me personally, as a businessman, and Joe, don't take this personal. I don't pay Joe.
You know, he had 8 rushes for 19 yards yesterday, and then you're complaining about getting the ball, but I mean,
but yeah, Auntie, last week he had a buck and some change, win one of the biggest games needed.
You had 26 yards or 18 yards when it counted.
And I respect that he only had 2 games over 100 yards. I mean, he had 2 right. games rushing 100 yards this year. So I understand all of that. That's the reason why I said, I don't know if he get paid. Do I think that they can work out some that he stay with the Bengals? I do. Because he came out, said the other day that he just want to stay here to finish his career. When you come out and say that, obviously there's been some words around the clubhouse like, hey, look, bro, we about to get rid of you. You know how it go, B. Shit, you know, I know. I knew week 5 of 2018 that, all right, they gonna go another way because we 0-6 right now. So mentally, you know, and you know if you're good. Like, all right, I see what they doing with the reps. Boom, 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 boom. I'm playing in certain points.
So basically, it's about to implode in Cincinnati.
No, hell no. You got P. Ryan
in the locker room.
No,
stuff happening in the locker room. We talking about Joe Burrow, right? How much he got to get paid? Pac-Man. We talking about Joe Mixon, Brandon Marshall. But you know what other Joe we got to talk about? Joe Osai. His penalty. Patrick Mahomes was forced to rely on his badly sprained right ankle rather than use his right arm when the Chiefs were desperately trying to win. With a chance to win the game, Mahomes took off on that third down play near midfield in another gut check game. He strained to reach the mark he needed and was headed out of bounds when he felt the hands of your boy Joseph Osai, sending him sprawling into the bench. Now the run, coupled with a 15-yard penalty for a late hit, was all Kansas City needed. Osai was emotional in the locker room and on the field after the Bengals lost the game, blaming himself for that 15-yard penalty. And this is him on roughing the passer on that penalty.
You got to learn from experience, and I got to know not to get close to that quarterback when he's close to that sideline. If there's anything that could possibly cause a penalty in a dire situation like that, I got to do better. I was just in full chase mode, and I was trying to push him to maybe get him going backwards, because I knew he was going for that sideline. I was trying to make him go backwards, get that clock running, but I didn't know. I haven't seen it yet. I didn't know how far out of bounds we were, but yeah.
So Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man Jones, like Bengals linebacker Jermaine Pratt, was pissed, and he expressed contrition for his reaction that went viral following the team's loss. As he entered the visitors' locker room at Arrowhead, he was spotted by Spectrum News Ohio yelling, "Why would you touch the fucking quarterback?" Pratt said the way he responded was incorrect. And I quote, "I was in the moment. I was wrong. I would say I was wrong. As a man, you can look for yourself in the mirror and say I was wrong. I wasn't a great teammate in that moment." That
doesn't Hell yeah, he was wrong.
As a man. B. Marsh, let me come to you first.
No, come to me first, Auntie. Let me say one thing.
Whose
responsibility was it for Kattain on that play?
Okay, I know you are so passionate, right? But I gotta let Boss Man
it's
talk.
It's his job. He had Kattain's job.
10 minutes. So B. Marsh, holla at me. What would you say to Osai and Pratt in the locker room after that game?
Man. The first 10 years of my career, I would have walked in, I would have grabbed them, and I would have said, "Man, keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be okay. You know, it's on all of us. I would have took the route that a lot of us take, right? Like, because he's right. That was a bad move as a teammate. You can't say that. You can't do that. The last 3 years of my career, when I knew, things was coming to a close soon, I probably would have walked in the locker room, didn't say anything. Like, because we feel what he said, we all feel, but we just don't say we won't say, right? Indeed. You can't hit the quarterback right in that situation. So, first 10 years on T, boom, I'm over there. Keep your head up. It's okay. We in this together. The last three, I know how important this is. They may not ever get in this situation again.
Think yeah, right.
Joe Burrow's contract, depending on how it's done, could potentially change this franchise for the next 10 years.
Right,
right,
right.
So they may not be in the championship again. Like, do I believe that? No, but it's possible. It's what I'm saying. It's hard as hell to make it to a championship game. It's hard as hell to make it to a Super Bowl. So, I'm going to the other side of the locker room.
Pack. He's your teammate, right? The Bengals lose. What do you say to him after the game?
First of all, you got to go back and look at the whole play. Guess who fucking job it was for the containment, Auntie?
Tell us.
What? The motherfucker who got something to say, guess who? It's your fucking job. Stay the fuck outside. We are playing against Patrick Mahomes with a bum-ass ankle. Stay outside. And then you have the nerve to go back and say, yeah, it's cool. He did hit him late. But you go back. Look at – let's rewind the game. Joe Mixon, when he was going in for the touchdown, that's the same goddamn hit. In the heat of the moment, boom, boom, boom. That's a boom, boom play. Regardless what any – yeah, it was.
That's the quarterback. And both hit two feet out of bounds.
Have you seen the Joe Mixon play, B?
Of course.
All right. All right. Was Joe Mixon not 2 feet out of bounds?
Yeah, but this is the game. All right. You got Patrick Mahomes.
He's not a quarterback. You know, all right, bro. You can't hit the quarterback.
So what are
feather.
You saying? So what are you saying? This is now you're starting to talk like the Cincinnati.
No. My point is like I don't like.
Now are you about to blame the referees? Is that what you're about to do?
My point is to proud. Shut the fuck up. We lost as a team. We went as a team, and it was your job to have the fucking containment. You haven't heard me come on here and say one thing about any player that played in Cincinnati that played bad. I told Auntie from the get-go, I said, we played a good game. The game could have went any way. We both had chances to win the game. It came down to some little iffy and tiffy shit. But, like, you can't do that, bro. You cannot go back and just throw your guy up under the bus. And you know how many plays he made that game?
He made a lot of plays.
Do I need to tell y'all his stats for the game?
You know what's crazy? We already know. But Pratt, you know, while he was trying to cuss out Osai, we didn't hear him say, why the hell did y'all give up that 30-yard punt return to set up that drive? Two, you're not yelling at your quarterback. Why'd you throw two interceptions? But now we're talking about the officiating. And look, last night's officiating, y'all had everybody pissed.
Yeah,
also, your boy Joe Burrow, like we talked about, he's eligible for that contract extension. What are the Bengals going to do? We're going to get into that a little bit in a second.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a bread head. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We are talking about the referees. And after the championship game last night, referee Ron Torbert created the impression, y'all, that the crazy do-over in the fourth quarter resulted from an official trying to rectify an error by the clock operator. The truth, though, is that error was made by Torbert. Prior to third and nine, the action stopped because the ball had been placed in the wrong spot following an incomplete pass on second and nine. After the ball was moved, Torbert activated his microphone and said this: "Please reset the play clock to 10 seconds. 10 seconds, please. The play clock and game clock will start on my signal." And so on his signal, the play clock and the game clock both started. The field judge stationed behind the secondary noticed the clock was moving when it shouldn't have been, and he tried to shut down the action after the play started. Now, no one heard a whistle and no one pulled up before the play ended. And that's when the officials huddled, when Torbert eventually deciding that the play had been shut down and that there would be another third and nine. And when Torbert explained it this time, he was careful to say, "We will start the play clock on my signal. Game clock will start on the snap." Pack, you got on me last time for not coming to you first. So I'm going to come to you first because I know my boy Brandon is going to stay patiently waiting. The officials have been taking some heat, right? One even said, "Look, every single game, half the people watching the game aren't going to like us anyways." But is there anything that could be done that rectifies when officials do make a mistake like this?
I think that it should be someone that calls in. Like, same way you got helmet to helmet, you know, you call, you got to go to the NFL office. "Hey, look, that was a bad hit. You got to put him out the game." I've never seen a playoff game or an NFL game with three third downs that's played back to back to back because of the ref. Right. Now, if you've seen a game like that, Auntie, like this is what we just witnessed this weekend with the three third downs back to back to back. It's not because of something that happened with the players. It was all because of the refs. I don't know. Like, that's why Instagram and Twitter is going crazy, because nobody understand that, because it just don't happen.
Can I ask a question, Peck?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Cincinnati Bengals' luck? Because we've seen this before.
What do you mean?
We played by Cincinnati Bengal, you know, whether
you ever won a playoff game? You ever won a playoff game?
I'm asking you a question. Listen, after you answer my question, then I'll answer your question.
Okay, sir.
Like, what's going on in Cincinnati? Like, do you guys need to sage the city?
Nah.
What do you think it is?
No, things happen. And this is the same thing that happened to us in 15. Was 15? Yeah, 15. When we played Pittsburgh. But this is a very different team.
Pittsburgh just beat you.
All different players. Until I'm not even finna argue with you, because you don't even know my record against Pittsburgh. I'm actually up by two games. But
but we talking about.
I know.
About you up by two games. But yeah, I mean, the Steelers are up by six Super Bowls.
This is the difference between our team and this team right here, Brandon.
Okay.
You can make those type of plays or make a mistake when you got Joe Burrow.
Mm. We
had Andy Dalton.
Real pack, pick. real quick, Pac and Brandon, you know what? You were talking about calling in. People should be calling in down to the field. We're going to take some callers. Y'all come on. Come talk to us. Come talk to Brandon. Talk shit to Pac-Man. Or argue with Brandon because he like to argue with everybody. 1-888-623-3646. That's 1-888-MAD-DOG-6. Call us. Tell us what you think. Talk to Pac-Man about his Bengals or his song. Talk to Brandon about never winning a Super Bowl or
a not playoff even
to the
game.
Playoffs. A playoff game. But look, Brandon, come on now. Refereeing.
Yep.
At the end of the day, if you think about this particular, you know, three third downs, yes, it ran some more time off the clock, but they ended up punting anyways. Right. So, you know, I mean, I don't think it had anything to do with it, but have you ever been like in a game where it was so, where you thought the referees were so horrible, and you, listeners, you can't see it, but right now, like Pac-Man is showing us the play out of bounds of
grow up.
His boy getting hit out of bounds. And so, yeah, I love it. What do you think, Brandon?
I mean,
we're talking about officials, but.
Right. I have been in games, right, where the officiating crew totally botched calls or just, you know, took over the game. I think the NFL has worked hard over the last 5 or 6 years to get the officials out of the game, right? Like, you guys aren't the game. I mean, it happens. That's why, you know, you got to do your job, right? So you don't leave it in their hands. When you have a hobbling Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship, you couldn't ask for a better situation, Auntie.
Right.
You couldn't ask for it. You know,
without
what
three
did?
Of his wide receivers.
You know what they should have did? They should have actually forced them out the pocket. They were just playing simple, like, base defense. They should have rushed. This is what they always do to Tom Brady. They try to get him off his spot, and they freaking take over that middle of the field. And they didn't do that. They didn't get him out of the pocket. The strategy was horrible. When you have a situation like this, you take advantage of it. Offensively, the Bengals didn't show up. You know, when you look at what they did on the ground, even through the air, it wasn't dynamic at all, and that's what got them here. And then defensively, you know, they just gave up big plays when it really counted.
Right. It just, and you know, to be honest, for me, like when you're talking trash and your mayor's talking trash, like you got to come to play. And that's when they, you know, they're calling Arrowhead, Burrowhead Stadium and things like that. And I feel like,
Still
was singing at his, Pac-Man was singing at his tailgate, at his first tailgate ever, Brandon, he was talking about that earlier, but now they yelling Burrow, but they yelling Burrow. They yelling to Burrow to get up so he can come on that fishing trip with him. So,
B, have you ever been tailgating though,
Brandon?
Like, yes and no,
bro. This was my first time. Oh my, this was my first time, B.
That's right. Oh. Y'all didn't play in the SEC in college.
We played football. We didn't have time to tailgate.
We tailgate every. Hey, let me tell you something.
That's got to be a SEC? Women's thing, Auntie.
No. You play in SEC? Let me tell you why you know
You're
about
telling
the
me football players are going tailgating?
Let me tell you something. In the SEC, I can guarantee you Cam Newton knew about some tailgating because that's the folks you want to pass going home. That's the folks you want to shake hands with going home, them the boosters. So they know about that tailgating. So
yeah, but if you have, like, look, they was in the locker room with us. Hey, how you doing?
Well, I mean, Auburn was actually when Cam was playing, Auburn wasn't in the locker room. They were probably out on the field playing for a national championship. But anyways, speaking of my boy Pac-Man and a secondary, we got Doug from Florida. He got a question for us. Doug, how you doing?
Oh, it's great. I grew up in Cincinnati, moved down here. I grew up right next to the University of Cincinnati. Loved Pac-Man. I thought he was the best defensive back on coverage and kick returner I've ever seen.
Thank you, man.
Come on, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Besides that, Packer Marshall. Marshall had a little mental problems that he helps people, and he had a great career. And then Pack had some problems early on. Takes Chris Henry's kids in, adopts them, raises them like a man. You guys should be both very proud of what you've done in the last 10 years. You know, you guys stepped up, and you're men amongst men. So I'm very proud of both of you.
Doug,
my little son's hand at the airport one time back. And, he remembers that. He was 5 years old. And the happiest thing every time he says, "Here's Pac-Man," he's like, "I know him," you know.
Doug, tell me your question.
You made it.
Because one, you got to understand this too, Doug. There's three people on this call, so I'm gonna need you to congratulate Auntie for getting a PhD.
Yeah, I know, but you never told us about
and adopting kids and helping people.
I don't know your life, but you moved in a new house and didn't tell us what your most. So I don't know. So you told me that.
You probably must not be a listener then, because either you're listening to my multi-platinum song or we're talking about me being a doctor. No, Doug,
no,
we're
talking
about the secondary.
Awesome.
Come
on. Awesome.
What's your question about the secondary?
Pack, you know, Jesse Bates, I think they're going to let him go. I mean, he was in the wrong spot on every third down. We got him to third down the whole game. We only gave him like 50, 60 yards rushing. But the third downs killed us, and they were big plays. Mike Hilton didn't get the rush in there, but Von Bell wasn't much on coverage. What do you think about their secondary? How do they improve that? You know, the rush wasn't there. They didn't even mention Sam Hubbard for two games in a row. You didn't hear his name, you know, except a fumble recovery.
You're right. You know? Thanks for calling in, Doug. Hold on. Pax going to answer your question.
Yeah, Doug, I kind of totally agree with you. I think we played a lot of coverage instead of playing a little bit more man. They was down three receivers. Like Brandon said earlier in the show, we should have blitzed them a little bit more. I totally agree with him on that part. But Lou had a good game plan. Like, it's easy for us to go back and dissect everything now, but the game was 20-20, you know? It was a play from Ben in overtime or however it was going to go. KC ended up winning the game, so kudos to them.
I do want to say this, and I forgot to do this because I wanted to make fun of Pac and give Pac a hard time and all the Cincinnati Bengal fans that's listening to our show. But congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals. Congratulations to the 49ers, right? Like, it's hard as hell to do what they did all year. And sometimes we get on these shows and all we want to do is debate and give spicy takes, you know, and talk about, you know, what went wrong. But, you know, a lot went right this year, man. So, like, we can talk about this guy, that guy, this coach, that coach. But they worked their asses off to get their team in a position to even talk about the Super Bowl. So definitely want to say that, you know, Auntie, while we're waiting on the next caller, because we don't do that enough. Like, you know, we go out there and we just want to bash players and bash situations. But a lot goes right for these guys, and there's still a lot to celebrate, man. They worked their asses off and did some amazing things this year.
Right. I think that you guys work so hard, right? Sorry, Pat. You guys work so hard. All athletes do. And I think they athletes tend to be dehumanized, right? Like, you know, I played in the national championship in college 3 years in a row and lost all 3 years. Right. And so, you know, for the next year up until we played again, like, little plays that you say, like, man, I wish I could have done this. I could have done this. I could have done this. You know, he feels horrible. He's a 22-year-old kid. And right. I'm sure that he feels like, you know, that loss was on him and other players, you know. And so I think we just have to remember, you know, NFL players, you guys are grown men. But at the end of the day, you're still human, right? You're still human and still make mistakes, and that's okay.
And Auntie, we done played them four times.
Right.
Every last one of these games have been decided in 3 to 2 points.
Right.
So these teams are like mano mano. Like, this is a
is this a rivalry?
This is Mike Tyson Mike Tyson versus, I don't know, Holyfield, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that, because both of them won titles. Both of them.
I'm just saying, we right there every time right now. Until you like, you can't, like, if you're not talking about the Cincinnati Bengals, right, in the top 3-4 teams in the last 2 years every year. Like, it's got to be a personal issue, because if you look at the things that they've done in the offseason with Duke Tobin getting all the players they got in there, with Joe Burrow, with the whole revamp of the line, and then the whole line getting hurt, you still plug pieces in and have a hell of a performance to get to where we got to play last week. Then you go back and look at all the people that we lost on defense during the season. DJ Reader out 6 to 7 weeks, and we still figure out ways to win the fucking game. I said this earlier in the show. What might hurt us is Luan Romo. B, I told you that he probably was going to be getting looks, and everybody like, why you don't want to get no looks? Because I really think that he's the secret sauce to the puzzle. He know how to adapt to what players he have. You know what I mean? So, say for instance, I'm a good man player, but I can play zone too. And then you get a player like Willow. Willow is a unbelievable man defensive player, but zone, that's too much thinking for him. You get what I'm saying? So he would have had Willow on the backside playing man to man the whole game, and then whatever coverage that was going to be depending on if it's one or two people.
Can I ask a question?
I would have went to that side, and they would have let Willow play the backside.
So if he's so smart, why did he sign off on Eli Apple?
The score was 2020, right? Just think about this, right? 2020, right? They made a play this year. Last year, we should have won the game. We should have won the game. You can't talk about defense last year.
You think y'all be back in contention next year?
Yeah, we got everybody back. We don't have nobody that can leave next year.
Joe Mixon may not be around. But
that's on us, though, because he's still got a year on his deal. Now, Jesse Bates is the only one that I'm worried about that could leave.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.